You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans with bands since 2014. On today's episode, we're featuring audio that we captured at Cervantes Other Side. It features our friends in the Rumkey Mountain Boys, a great band out of Cincinnati, Ohio. It's been at it for a long time. We're always lucky when they travel with us and come and play for us here in Colorado. Today's episode is brought to you in collaboration with the Lawrence Podcast Network in Lawrence, Kansas, and with the House of Pod right here in Denver, Colorado. And without further ado, the Rumkey Mountain Boys. Enjoy.
But yeah, we have such a huge pool of songs to draw from. I think at one point we counted them up, like 10 years ago, we had over 1,000, and who knows where we're at now.
My name's Ben Gorley. I play mandolin. Started out without a whole lot of musical influence, like at home and such, but managed to work my way into picking on a bunch of different instruments until I came across an ad in the City Beat for Rumkey Mountain Boys and went out. hung out with him for a night, got to know him pretty well, made the room bend for a minute, and the rest is history. 18 years later.
And I'm Adam Copeland. I play guitar with Rumpkees. I started when I was about 12 years old and was playing on grunge rock stuff, basically. Then got more and more into different types of folk and blues and played that for years. It went all acoustic and...
I'm Jason. I play banjo with the Rumpke Mountain Boys. I got my first banjo in 1995, the day I got expelled from high school. That was awesome. And I pretty much started playing, only taking short breaks on the banjo since then, heavily addicted to bluegrass. Some of my influences are John Hartford, Bob Dylan, Tom Waits, a bunch of folks.
Bass for the Rumpke Mountain Boys.
You know what you do, dude.
I don't even know what I do. I'm a musician. I play lots of other instruments and have since I was about five. I don't really know where it began or why it began, but I hope it never stops.
Oh, I sit and wonder why all the years keep flying by, where there's never anything I can do. Need to leave my home in Cincinnati, head for the mountains up above. Maybe going down to Carolina to this Blue Ridge round that I It's so boring. Well, there's nothing left to do but get high. And if I don't leave that old town soon, boy, I'll do nothing but get high till I die. Need to leave my home in Cincinnati, head for the mountains up above. Maybe going down to Carolina to this Blue Ridge Mountains that I get on back to nature. That way we won't need a city line. Well, I'll leave that city life far behind me. No more waiting, who will fail line. Need to leave my home in Cincinnati, head for the mountains up above.
As songs that we would be doing at any certain night, we kind of religiously try not to repeat songs to an extreme point, at least in a run or definitely show by show, and try to keep the repertoire rotating in a good fashion as to not let stuff get stale.
On my mind, oh honey, you've been on my mind. long list of baby, you've been on mine. I think about you most all the time. Oh, baby, you're always on my mind.
And the set lists for each night are never like premeditated lists of songs. Like, we have an order and we know that it's gonna go from one guy to the next all night long, but we don't know what songs we're gonna play. Like, the first couple might be picked out as we're like walking towards the stage to start, just so we have an idea of where we're going, like right when we kick off. But from there, it's mostly just feeling out kind of the vibe of the room and seeing what, you know, if there's a bunch of people that are all having a crazy wild night, then it's gonna end up probably being a faster, more bluegrassy show. But you know, like sometimes you come into town and the night before was some crazy party, you know, intense show the night before, that everybody shows up kind of like in a more of a mellow, chill, like hungover state, then that one might end up being more spacey and leaning more towards the, you know, jamming out and getting weird and, you know.
Wish it would rain, wash my face clean. Wanna find some dark cloud hiding here. Love and memories sparkle like diamonds. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. Once I had a run from the boards of pines who only cared for me. I wanna find that love at 21, near 33. Got a heart on my left and one on my right, neither one knows my name. That woman I love's way down south, but she never did love me. So wish it would rain to wash my face clean. Wanna find some dark cloud hiding here. Love and the memories sparkle like diamonds. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. Two-step shoes and head for the golf course lane. I wanna walk the streets in my hometown. Everybody knows my name. Gonna ride the wave down to Galveston where the hurricane blows through. Cause that golf course water tastes sweet as wine, like your heart's rolling home in the wind. So wish it would rain and wash my face clean. Wanna find some dark cloud hiding here. Love and the memories sparkle like diamonds. When the diamonds fall, burn like tears. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears.
You know, it's definitely an unplanned event every night, and sometimes it comes off really seamlessly and we know exactly what to play, and some nights it takes a while to kind of get a feel for what's going on.
Time for indecision. Take a rose before you go.
Whatever songs we end up doing in a night, and then we have a show the next night, we do our damnedest, and I think it maybe have only happened a very small amount of times in 15, 18 years, however long. We don't like to repeat, because we have a lot of fans that, you know, especially if we're not very far away from the previous show, we have fans that come to both shows, and, you know, it's really important for us to, you know, constantly be offering a new experience. Not like, oh, I saw him last night, I don't need to see him again, because we're going to do the same set. And, you know, it's important for us, you know, as part of our an acknowledgement of our fans that travel to see us and see us a lot. We don't want them to get bored with us. And we don't want to get bored with it either. It works both ways.
Darkness. on moving. And her love for me, she depends. She deserves so much more than I could give her. Shed a tear and blame it on those something. Like the wind, I travel through the valley, and I climb so many mountainsides. I crossed all the great waters. Like the wind, my soul never died. There's just no use to pretend. When I die, won't you do me just one favor? Let my ashes ride on lonesome wind. Like the wind, I travel through the valley, and I climb so many mountainsides. Like I saw the great waters. Like the wind, my soul never died. Like the wind, my soul never died. Like the wind, my soul never died.
Thank you all so much. We got Dead Floyd up next.
Thank you.
So you can get in touch with us with all the standard media forms out there on the internet and Spotify, Facebook, and our website and all the things like that. But the best way is to come to a show and meet everybody and hang out and be part of the thing.
Or telegraph.
Yeah. Ride a train.
Yeah, like you said, the best way is just come out and see us.
Yeah.
We're very approachable.
Check out archive.org.
And archive.org.
We have lots of free music.
How many shows do you have on archive right now?
I think over 300.
Yeah, we have about over 300 shows, maybe up to 400 at this point.
Sure.
But dating back over 10 years.
Well, I went back home, turned on my radio. The jug band music made me stop down and slow. Does it sound so sweet? It's hard to meet. Jug band music certainly was a treat to me.
I've always been really into music and mountains and traveling. So somehow I get to do all these things now. It's pretty sweet. That's my shtick.
You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans with bands since 2014. We appreciate you tuning into the show today, and we had a great time recording at Cervantes with our good friends in the Rumpke Mountain Boys, all the way here from Cincinnati, Ohio. The show was recorded by Kirk Hubbard at Cervantes' Other Side, and the episode was mixed, mastered, and produced by me, Max Paley. We really appreciate everything that Cervantes does for us, and we're happy to be on their team as well. The bluegrass scene is strong here in Denver. So lucky that we get so many great bands traveling through all the time. And wanted to thank you guys a lot for tuning in. So until next week, thanks for listening to Denver Jamgrass.